Morning. We're excited to be playing in the division, going down to Philadelphia this Sunday night. Philadelphia typically fifth in the league on offense, fifth in the league on defense, has two young returners who were in the top 10 in punt return and kickoff return in Johnson and Boykin in preseason. So, very, very physical, very fast football team. For 2 weeks, led the league in offensive production. Had some turnovers, which has been the reason that I would imagine the scoring's not the way they would want it to be. However, very explosive football team, and we have our work cut out for us.
They've been particularly good against the pass this year, the three games. What have you seen?
They have 14 plays over 20 yards.
I think I saw they were ranked fifth against the pass.
Yeah, they're good against. They're pretty good against everything. They've got an outstanding rush. They dress 9 defensive linemen and they play them all. And it's all about getting after the quarterback.
Tom, you probably have nobody but yourself, perhaps, to blame for that. No. The depth of defensive line being a way to.
Well, it's a good way to play.
Has there been, obviously they've been turnover prone also the first 3 games. Has there been any consistent threat? Is that a result of pressure or something else going on with them?
Well, just what I read, as you do, and having watched the Arizona game the other day, the quarterback was hit a number of times, and that certainly contributes to it.
So what has been the difference with your team in the last 5 quarters? It's almost like a switch has gone off.
Just continuing to play, continuing to get better, continuing to be more assignment and technique conscious, focus and the concentration, getting better. We play. You better get better as you play in this business, and fortunately for us, we have.
Forgive me for pointing out the obvious, I guess the new guy asking the question, but can you talk about Eli Manning's ability when under pressure? Just over a week ago, this team was facing the possibility of going 0-2 with both games at home. What is it about him what brings the best out of him?
Well, he works hard and is the same, game in and game out. And last year, obviously coming from behind, having the incredible fourth quarter stats, we'd like certainly to continue that. To a certain extent, that has been continued. Certainly against Tampa Bay, it did. So he just continues to get better. He continues to focus. He continues to work with his receivers. The protection has been good, and the results are there.
Do you expect him on Bradshaw practicing?
Yes.
Before he got hurt, Andre Brown did not appear to have much of a role with your offense. Has he earned now, given his play?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But our experience, again, I'll explain it again before we. 1 year we had 3 guys. There's a long, long way to go, and we're just happy that we've had an opportunity to develop some players, and they will all have a chance to contribute.
Do you, and I don't expect you to lay out your game plan, but is that more when you're trying to balance 2 guys in there, is it more of feel and hot hand, or is it a plan of I will use this guy this many, this guy this many carries?
Well, at this point in time, it'll be according to however we plan to use them, and then naturally we reserve the right who has the hot hand. So many times that's been Ahmad that's been in that situation, and certainly that's helped.
Tom, coming off the playing against Cam, does that help you against Vic, or is he totally a different quarterback in your opinion?
Well, the offensive style is somewhat different, and that makes a difference. And of course, we've against Michael Vick, we've had our problems here and there along the way trying to defend his athleticism, his speed, the outstanding runner that he is. I can go back as far as Atlanta and point a few things out to you that had taken place over the years when he was there. So he's an exceptional threat, whether it be run or pass. He's tough. He's a hard-nosed guy. He certainly can take a hit. So he's an outstanding competitor.
Will Ahmad start?
Yes.
I
don't know about that just now.
You don't know about that?
I do not know about that just now.
Will you practice today?
No.
And Nick's?
He's going to go on the side. Nick's will have his day. It's Thursday.
So what I was going to start before, with Victor's emergence, we've all sort of looked for when was that moment, you know, when we realized there might be something there. In the regular season, I'm wondering what you recall most about the Philly game last year down there, particularly the play at the end with Osmo. I mean, just go back there for a minute and what he showed you that day.
Well, in the first place, we went down there and Vic had, you know, he'd done okay in the first two games, but he certainly hadn't played to that ability. And then when we went down there, made the big play down the sideline, made the big jump and catch at the end of the game, and that's where it all started. And let's hope it keeps going.
Do you remember, does that naturally, automatically just increase trust and, you know, willingness to use him more and more in a game plan? Or did you just not have any choices and you were going to use him regardless, but, you know, he was getting better and better? Or did it give you more trust?
No, he was definitely going to play and going to be featured no matter how we could do it. And it just so happened the long run after the catch was against a blitz, and he made two great plays to make two people miss. So. Anybody else?
The intensity of the referee discussion surprised you at all these last few days?
I'm out of those. Everybody in the world has offered their opinion on that one, so.
You don't care to share yours?
No, I'll keep mine.
Has the league asked you not to?
No.
Tom, besides Steele and Nick's, is there anybody else who will not practice?
Better give me a name.
Co?
Yeah, here it is right here. Co, if he does, it'll be very, very much controlled. Hickson will practice. You didn't ask me that. Hosley, no. Nick's will be his day. Ojomo will practice. Rivers, no. Antrell and Corey, yes.
Does Prince have a chance to start this week? You guys went with Hosley over him last week, but didn't know if the injury or just him progressing at all.
He has a good chance, yes.
Tom, Philly hasn't really featured McCoy just yet. Do you expect
they haven't?
Well,
who's that guy running up down the field that I see?
Not against Arizona. So
58 rushes. He had 13 the other day.
Would you be happy to have 13 rushes?
I would hope that maybe zero.
just can you talk about defending him and what he obviously...
Well, he's very difficult to defend. The quality of their offense is difficult to defend. It's wide open. He gets the draws, the screens, the zone runs, and he's very good at the cutback run, but he's got the speed to be able to run around you. So.
I know you probably won't want to get into it, but LaShawn McCoy had a couple more comments about OC last night, renewing the
season. I have no idea about that. You're right. I see him getting better all the time. He is a force, and people have to contend with him. And I see his play improving and improving and improving, and I think it'll continue to be that way.
Do you see teams drastically altering their game plan to kind of?
Well, they've got a bunch of guys in there that they have to be concerned about. I don't know if drastic is the word, but they certainly are well aware of where he is, and would be able to do things accordingly. Design things accordingly.
Justin brought up the 2007-12 sack game against McNabb yesterday and said, since then, the Eagles have tried to block the heck out of you guys, essentially. I know that's a while ago, but, you know, was that a turning point? Have you seen since then that concerted effort on their part?
Well, their effort is outstanding every time we play. How they go about their business, they certainly have done quite a bit to make sure that the pass rush is in as much check as they possibly can. They do it by formation. They do it by different means. But it's always been consistently a strategy of theirs. I think in that game there was a couple of injuries that they had to deal with as well.
Do you guys sense an opportunity to get to Vic with the injuries up front, with the way they lost their center?
We'll play hard regardless. I think they consider... And I would agree that, you know, Dunlap will come back there. Macklin will play. I think all these people will play.
Tom, any
Well, I don't know about the concern. It's the, does is he going to get to the point where he's comfortable, you know, being able to use it?
How about Antrell? Is he going to be limited at all with his?
Well, he's limited. It says limited. He's going to do everything he can. You're not going to. It's very difficult to control him. So he's anxious to get ready.
Okay.